news from Rotherhithe. £8 million Seven Islands refurb quietly ditched. Centre now, quotes, surplus to service needs, quotes, due to 2018 replacement. An £18 million refurbishment of Seven Islands Leisure Centre has been cancelled after the council decided it would be, quotes, surplus to service needs, quotes. The ageing pool and gym in Rotherhithe will instead be replaced in 2018 by a new centre in Canada Water, the council said. However, a planning application has not yet been submitted for the replacement, and the council admitted that the plans were still only emerging. Money for the new centre is expected to come, at least in part, from British Land, which is redeveloping the Surrey Quays shopping centre and the Harmsworth Quay printworks site. To keep Seven Islands running until the new one opens, the council has committed £2 million to be spent on internal and external redecoration works, new lighting, improving accessibility, replacing equipment controls, improving the ventilation, and replacing the ceiling in the pool hall. According to one council officer, once the new centre is open, Seven Islands will be, quotes, surplus to service needs. The Surrey Docks councillor, Lisa Rajan, said, "It's hard for residents to trust Labour councillors' fine words when only a few months ago they said they would be spending £8 million improving Seven Islands. But there's no detail about any new when any new centre will open, how it will be funded, or what it will offer. We saw what happened when plans for the new leisure centre at Elephant and Castle were revealed, with fewer facilities than before. In the meantime, Seven Islands will be left to rot, while the council decides its grand plans for 40-storey skyscrapers at Canada Water." It comes after the news that developers are pushing for the construction of 6,000 new flats in the Rotherhithe Peninsula over the next 12 years. Councillor Barry Hargrove, the council's cabinet member for leisure, said this approach was the most cost-effective. Over the last few years, the council's been working to update all the borough's leisure facilities to make them more sustainable and economical, he said. With Seven Islands, we decided that, due to discussions with British Land about providing a new leisure offer as part of their emerging plans for the area, it would be most cost-effective to only complete necessary improvement works for the existing centre while we await the new one opening.